Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is the 5th of December. So we're firmly in an important week for US job numbers. We've also got a bit of a crisis in France, a political crisis, which we're quite surprised it hasn't had a bit more of a profound impact on some of the European markets, as well as the euro. But it's not to say that we won't get that move in the euro at some point. We're pretty sure we probably will. Bit strange not to get any kind of reaction out of the euro, but let's explain a little bit why that might be the case. So let's get into it. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider, just as a quick introduction, you know, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. And of course, that has the, because we're trading smaller time frames, we're day traders almost, we've got that ability to be quite flexible and to shift and move as these markets shift and move. You need to consider, of course, where do you then try to consistently enter and exit those trades? How do you manage risk, trade management, and trade psychology? They all play a very important role when it comes to trading financial markets. And as you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trading as we try to talk about these, you know, very important elements to trading markets. And we are strong advocates of being consistent with our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Right, so let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. And with this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. Let me bring that up on screen. There we go. All right. So a little bit of a quiet day on Monday. ISM Manufacturing coming in a little bit stronger than expected. But on Tuesday, we had job openings. So actually, there's a few more jobs available in the US and being advertised in the US than perhaps what the market itself expected. So that's mildly positive from a jobs number perspective. And we had ADP coming in pretty close, in line with expectations, just a few thousand jobs less than what was expected. So negligible downside, still a strong ADP number. So strong JOLTS number, strong ADP number. Now, we come back to Jerome Powell, but today now we've got unemployment claims. So anything around 215, 220 is pretty strong. So broadly speaking, we've got this quite strong market dynamic, and it leans into the question, do the Fed need to cut rates? It doesn't look as if they need to do that. And as we know from September the 18th, one of the main driving reasons for cutting rates was to try and front run any looseness in the jobs market in the US. The problem is there is no looseness in the jobs market in the US. So how do you square that circle? It's a little bit unclear. So last night, we also had crude inventories in there coming in considerably less than what was expected. We were looking for a sell trade in crude oil. But when you get a negative number like that, you'd probably be leaning towards a short-term buy trade. And yet we still got that downside move. So a little bit sort of choppy fundamentals, really, and choppy numbers for crude oil. So we'll have a look at that chart in just a second. But we've also, last night, we heard from Jerome Powell. So in Forex Factory, there is articles in there that you can just catch up. So I feel this is quite a good sort of summary, really. I feel very good about where monetary policy is. So Powell says strong US economy is letting the Fed be cautious. Are they being cautious? I suppose what it means is they're still leaning towards that perhaps another 25 basis point rate cut. But as we know from the CME tool, for those of you that have been able to join us during the day, we've looked at it quite a few times, and we can expect a 25 basis point rate cut on the 18th of December. But we're probably only looking at potentially one or two more over the course of next year. So that's a far cry from, you know, the eight rate cuts we were probably expecting just September time, you know, 2-3 months ago. So not a particularly long time for, I suppose, the backdrop to change. Now, that's not good for anyone in the US that's looking to refinance debt. So the government, for example, they've got a lot of bonds maturing and they need to roll that debt over. And instead of doing it at 0%, they'll be forced into doing it at 4.5% or 4.25 or something like that. So that makes a massive difference to your overall debt profile. Same for any corporate debt, household debt, it'll have the same impact. So again, that is something that is a bit worrying coming down the tracks, not to mention inflation. There's a lot of inflationary related policies which could come back to haunt this Fed. So for now, they're not looking to rock the boat in any way, shape or form. As you said, very happy with the way things are going. And so he should be, because really the Fed have done everything they can to try to keep that indice train running. And that's exactly what's happening. Just a quick note about bond yields. You can see the 10-year and the 2-year. Sorry, these are both 10 years. Sorry, let me bring over the 2-year. The reason why I didn't notice that is because we've been close to moving into yield inversion once more. And so it wouldn't be unusual to see 4.19 across these two. We were in that boat probably 4 or 5 days ago. So the 10-year, 4.19 versus a 2-year, which is 4.14. So again, this is something that is still for now supporting the equity rally that we're seeing. So both of these bond yields are making a significant move and rolling over to the downside in a significant way. And really, that's just a slight tempering of risk, a reduction of risk. And as a result, we're seeing more appetite for risk through the indices and individual equities as well. So we're getting that Santa Claus rally, perhaps. We'll see how long it continues. We tried to get into it last week. We got an opportunity in the Dow Jones, for example, that we're kind of still on the verge of getting into. Our focus has really been more around the dollar. So because we have a strengthening dollar and also a strengthening indice markets, it's a slightly unusual, slightly counterintuitive market condition. So you'd normally be negatively correlated between the indices and the dollar and the bond markets. But at the minute, there's a little bit of a disconnect, which is a word that we've used far too often. Tomorrow, non-farm payroll. And today, really, we've got OPEC, which is interesting. The reaction in the reaction in US oil is probably a little bit more OPEC related than it is US crude oil inventory related. So with this in mind, and tomorrow's non-farm payroll, which is the next sort of major trigger for these markets, we'll have a look at these charts quickly. We'll do a very quick review. So US indices rallying to all-time highs. It's just, you know, when will this stop? It just keeps going and going and going and going. And very impressive. With very, very little opportunity to try to get into this. Unless you are obviously buying at all-time highs, which is an option that's always available. It's just not a particularly high probability trade. Now, hindsight is a wonderful thing. where you can see that it was probably the only trade that you could get into. Okay, so this was what we were talking about yesterday. Will we get a bit of a rally? And if we see the Russell, if we see the Russell rally, there's an opportunity there. Crude oil is another one. So our bias is very much to the downside for crude oil. And below the 69.50 is another opportunity to start selling. The problem is around the time we actually got significantly negative crude oil inventory numbers. So you probably expect a little bit of an upside rally rather than a downside rally. So that just caused a bit of a dilemma. Nothing really of any interest happening in gold right now. It's really gone to sleep. And the US indices are still looking positive again. Even the Nikkei, although we're in a really strong sideways consolidating pattern, it's looking strong. And the German DAX is just, we're just seeing another massive move in the DAX. 2, 4, 5 strong candlesticks to the upside. Similar dynamic really with the CAC at a time when the Eurozone is in a significant amount of trouble. And we're seeing these equity markets rally way beyond and not really price in any of those risks that are evolving in Europe. The same is true for the euro dollar. We're seeing the euro dollar rally. Again, our expectation would be that we'd get some softness. So at the end of this rally for the euro, we'll be looking for some selling opportunities. For example, against the yen might be not a bad choice. So we'll see. We've had a bit of a pullback yesterday in the yen, but our bias can still be fairly favorable for the yen. So just finishing off the dollar then, what seems to be a pretty strong weakness in the dollar. We're just not buying it again, really. Indecision, we could accept. Dollar strength kind of fits reasonably well. The weakness is really kind of supported more so by the bond markets, with weakness in the bond markets is leaning into a little bit of weakness in the dollar. So I suppose you'd be looking at short-term potential dollar weakness and slightly longer term dollar strength. So we're in a bit of a kind of a waiting zone. You can see what's happening against the dollar CAD. But if you look at the price action over the last 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 days, so you're talking about 3 weeks of price action. There's very little progress made. Now, this spike here is more to do with the with Donald Trump suggesting he's going to slap a 25% tariff on Canada for immigration into the US, along with a lot of drugs passing over the border as well. So that tariff caused a sizable move in the dollar CAD, which then spent most of the day almost reversing. And we're yet to... Our bias is probably bullish, but you could put a little box, a little support and resistance box around this price action. And there's kind of a bit of a lack of clarity with it. So we were able to close out a good sell trade yesterday in the Aussie dollar. We're getting a little bit of a bounce back off those lows as we speak, very much in line with that short-term dollar weakness trade. Again, look at the price action over the last 3 weeks. It's not particularly inspiring. It's very much around consolidation. And that's really what we're getting out of the dollar in a nutshell, or let's say as a summary, is a little bit of a hesitant dollar right now. And now the euro should be primed for a sell. It's just looking really, really quite strong. So we're not really looking at a short-term buy trade in the euro dollar. We're looking at a slightly more medium-term sell trade. It's just going to be a timing issue. So same dynamic. Is there a bit of a sell trade? We had a little bit of a bounce yesterday without much follow through. Now we're looking for some weakness. So we keep an eye on a bit of yen strength. Perhaps we get a further rollover to the downside in the pound yen. Tried to have a little bit of a bounce yesterday. Nothing major really. And we've got a sideways pattern in crude oil. Now it's been trading between $70 and $68, 67.5 potentially up to 70, broadly speaking, for quite some time now, for a good month perhaps. You know, attempting to rally, which doesn't really stick, and also attempting to break below the 66.50 level, which it's kind of failed to do on multiple times. So range bound, unfortunately, it's a range bound gold market as well. So apart from a select few US indices and the German DAX, a lot of other markets are in a bit of a range bound pattern. So let's put together our trade plan then for the session. So how do we summarize this sort of market dynamic? I suppose the words mild risk on market conditions are still applicable. Mild US indices strength is still intact. Potential dollar strength, not so much. So that weakness we were talking about yesterday, which we saw, was very much short term. So it was only like a quick in and out. The momentum is very much in favor of the yen, with the BOJ talking a little bit more actively about looking to raise rates. So is there an opportunity in the dollar? It's a little bit too indecisive. The yen will certainly have a good look at. The indices will have a good look at. Gold and oil, OPEC, sideways moving sort of 3-week pattern in oil, along with sort of 6 or 7 day sideways pattern in gold. Not really a decent opportunity. So keeping those options open, markets are still clearly awaiting next catalyst. Is probably, we'd probably add with OPEC plus. NFP numbers due out tomorrow. Okay, so a little bit more of a caveat really around our ability to mentally keep options open. And we'll post this into the chat box there for you. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us as always. Appreciate it. My pleasure, guys. Listen, we're going to switch rooms now to the European live trading room. If you can join us for that, fantastic. And the narratives, we're talking a little bit more about the unemployment numbers at the minute. We've got a pretty strong lower unemployment market dynamic. I think that's probably the only way to take it. We've got this AI tech rally running away in the background, which is kind of risk on, indices higher. And there is the potential for the bond yields to sell off and the dollar to also sell off with it. We're just looking at this current move as a little bit of a short-term move. It's more of a corrective move, a little pullback in the dollar, a little pullback in US bond yields for now. So we'll see how sustainable these two things are. But certainly the indices, looking to see if we get further upside there, would be worth looking at. Great stuff. So that's really kind of our positioning, the narrative behind these markets and how we're looking to hopefully try to capitalize. And we'll have a good look at the yen pairs in a little bit more detail very, very shortly. So if you can join us for the European live trading session, you're very welcome to do so. Okay, so on that note, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us there. And we'll speak to you soon. Right, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. All the best now. Bye-bye. My pleasure. Bye-bye.